This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. What's going on, everybody? Jason here. Welcome to part two of my conversation. Brian Smith from Comcast. Brian, how are you doing? Obviously, we're still on the line here. We just finished part one. How was part one for you from your side?
It's great. I love the talk. I love the conversation. Sales is a great passion of mine. Everyone knows me. I love talking about it. So this is my world.
Well, and I love it. I say this from time to time. I do prep for this. You've sent me some information. We've talked a couple times in the past. I have a bunch of notes, but anyone that knows me knows I'm just kind of like a free-form conversation guy. Literally didn't even scratch the surface of all the stuff that we could have talked about in the world of your experience. And then obviously within, you know, the framework of Comcast, which people know and understand, might have their feelings about, but you just, you know, that size of an organization, you know, 3,000 people in the sales part that you're, you know, associated with. That's just crazy. I thought it was great. Anybody tuning into this, make sure to check out part one. There's so much good stuff. If you lead an organization, if you run an organization of any size, it doesn't have to be a 3,000 person sales team, kind of like, you know, Brian is a part of. But there's so much stuff in there that we talked about, especially with changing reps' minds or giving them new tools and dealing with their fears and how to lead and how to be compliant and, you know, all the stuff that I'm sure keeps you up at night. You know, we covered in part one. But let's talk about a couple of things here in part two that I'm excited about. You had mentioned to me beforehand that you guys recently went back to the office 3 days a week. I think it's interesting. I don't usually talk a lot about that on the podcast, but it is an important dynamic, especially for leaders who now are dealing with that and salespeople who are like, I liked working from home. Now I've got to come back to the office. What was that transition like? And then what are you seeing as like the response to it? How are people taking that?
I can't speak on HR what the response is. You know, I see the both sides of the coin. You know, people are frustrated as well as people that are glad to be back, you know, and be talking in groups and patterns like that. My personal feel is it's great, right? I'm a people person. I like being in person and talking with our teams. At Comcast, or at least in the org that I'm in, most of our sales reps, like those 2,000 we talked about, they are all working remote. Obviously, some are in field and they're knocking on doors, but traditionally, our inside sales organizations were in a call center and doing all that stuff. And throughout the pandemic, we transitioned them to home and we've kept them there. They are still there. Even though the company has return to office policy, our actual sales reps are still remote. But for like HQ employees and other topics are all still trying to come back in and do some more collaboration. So it's been a mixed bag of everything that's going on, but it does, you know, bring up challenges, obviously, right? It's so much better to be able to roll something out and be in person, you know, looking over shoulders, you know, announcing things across the room to say, you know, why, you know, what's going on, how to fix things. So you can't really do that on a call. So there's some challenges to it, but I think we're learning from that. I think the teams have continued to perform well. So, you know, in my mind, they deserve it in my mind, right? Like they've earned it. If they can keep doing it, now they're making their quotas and some, and we still did it throughout the pandemic. I'm happy for them. I'm glad they can, you know, make the adjustment for their lives and for their families, right? And all that. So we're happy with that. And, you know, and I like that the company is allowing us to come back and, you know, and telling, not really forcing, but like, you know, really encouraging folks to come back and really like collaborate with different people that we have on just specific days. So, it's good. We like it. We're happy with how everything is going and it has its challenges, but, it's the reality of life, right? Like everyone's got to get back, you know, like we have lots of big investments. So of course I get it. We need to get back into the office.
Well, and I could see that the model, the sales model that Comcast has had even pre-pandemic lends itself well to dealing with remote workers where you have a certain percentage or half of your sales team out in the field. You have never been able to yell across the room to them or have everyone, you know, put their phones on hold and stand up and give everyone an update at once, right? Or bring everyone to the conference room. Like that's just not a thing when you have field sales reps. And so having to be able to manage that, now everyone is remote, it's basically the same thing, which means it's the same communication just at, you know, across everybody. So I think that actually helps an organization like yours with that transition because it's not as hard. Let's talk about your major in school. Let's talk about growing up. What did you think you wanted to do? And I don't always do this to guests on this season of the show, but I think it's interesting, especially our non-sales parallels, if you will. What did you want to be when you grew up? And then what did you go to school for? And then what happened after that along the way?
My major was music. I was actually really geared up to play piano. I was hyper into jazz piano, super specific. But I love jazz band. I was really into it. I went to school for it. And, you know, going into school was great. I knew that I needed some business background. So I ended up switching majors many times. I was a teacher major, audio engineering major, piano performance major. And then I ended up with music business as my final major. Switched, you know, I felt like I needed a reality check here and make sure that I have a safety net, which I did. It worked out well, right? So from those business classes, I ended up, you know, getting out of college and looking for a job. And in doing so, I called that GoDaddy-esque type company, right? It was a web hosting, websites, domain names type web company from Germany coming over into the U.S. And I was calling in to get a job on the care team. And I actually got the sales director on the line, and he's like, "Hey, you know, you sound real comfortable on the phone. Do you think you want to do some sales work?" And I was like, "I'm looking for anything. Let's do it. Let's sign me up, right?" I got into sales. It was an inbound sales role, you know, taking inbound calls for domain names, web hosting services, and I crushed it. I lend a lot of that to my experience of being like a waiter, you know, and like working with lots of people in customer service as well before too, but I excelled very much so, to my surprise. Was not expecting it. I was top salesperson for the first 2 years I was there, 3 years. And I had the manager come to me and say, "Hey, you know, you're crushing it. What do you want to do? Like, what's your goal here?" And I'm like, "Well, there wasn't a sales training program at that company at the time. So I was like, let's build sales training. Let's make sure we have something that's better than just doing side-by-sides with reps for hours until you're ready to go." And it was fun. It was my first into anything. I was literally Googling sales process, you know, like, what do we do? Like, I was very, very green at that point. But, you know, that's when it's the best, right? You don't know anything. Like, dive in, do what you got to do, learn what you got to learn. And I loved it. I ended up being great in sales. I worked my way up to being project manager. We set up many vendors and lots of BPO work. And that led to my job at Comcast. I was actually plucked from my other job to go to Comcast. They saw all the different promotions I had and all the different oversight that I had over there with compliance, list management, dialers, and everything that they had there. So, you know, they found me and pulled me into Comcast. So that's the career path, if you will.
So I love what you said about the music business, right? So that you got the business part, and then how, you know, you got this job. The guy thought you sounded good on the phone. You sounded confident, and attributing that to customer service, to waiting tables, things like that. How was that transition though to the phone? It's one thing to dealing with people in person, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say waiting tables, reading body language, having an interaction, to, you know, talking to a business owner, maybe about a domain name over the phone.
It is. A lot of it is just connecting with people and just hearing listening to what they want, and just being yourself. I was known throughout the team as a talkative person. And when I would get somebody into a good conversation, I would stand up at my desk and I'm flaming arms around, explaining things with my hands as I'm doing it. And, you know, they were telling me like, that's what we see as like the successful people are doing stuff like that. Right? They're really getting into it. They get passionate with the person. Excited with the person and getting into it. That was really, I felt like, was the biggest led me into becoming good at sales, I think. I love it. It's great.
That's fascinating. Well, and I think that's great advice too, right? It's like that physical nature and the energy behind it, depending on what you're selling, you know, that sometimes people feel trapped in their chair or in their cubicle, and then, you know, they're not bringing that part and they're just kind of holding themselves back instead of really doing the whole piece, right?
It really is.
So cool. So thank you again for coming on the show. For people who want to find out more info, obviously the links will be in the show notes. There's the business.comcast.com for anything related to that. And then for you, anyone that wants to connect with you, LinkedIn, Brian Smith, probably search Brian Smith Comcast will be the easiest way. Or there's this is a link in the show notes. Brian, thank you for being here. Part one, part two, sharing all this stuff. you know, and what you're doing to be a part of that organization to shift what it's doing. So, you know,
yeah.
I appreciate that from a customer perspective, and I know what that's like to be dealing with and, you know, layer on sales difficulties as well. So thanks for being on here and sharing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you're doing. I love all the authentic persuasion stuff. It's really what sales needs, right? Just to be yourself, be authentic, you know, and people pick up on that. So love the work you do. Awesome. So glad to help contribute and push you forward.
Thanks. That's awesome. That means a lot, especially coming from, you know, all the experience that you have. So, and that's it for part two. Make sure to check out part one on video or on podcast everywhere. And make sure to come back and tune in for our episodes all the time on the show. And as always, thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.